It is from a desire not to know, for I know above any other how dangerous such learning can offer those unprepared to understand. It takes a rare breed to take acceptance by her hand and walk peacefully, without regret ever shading the pathway, into a bathing light, so in tune and aligned with destiny, a destiny where you must simply believe in your guide as being your ultimate defense, your safekeeper, and whatever might come next. You must give yourself over to her completely, allow faith to outrank any sense your mortal life had previously instructed you to grasp. It is partially out of fear, partially out of a commitment to let events play out their natural course, to believe fully that destiny is not as predetermined as my life's work would otherwise dictate and suggest. And of course, there are many more reasons for such an opinion, reasons beyond the scope of oneself. It is, in part, for such reasons and more, that I have removed all mirrors and other like-minded reflective devices from my immediacy. For to know one's fate is unnatural. To see into one's very own eyes and peer deeply upon the soul is a vision I fret to know. A sight I care never to see until, of course, the finality has thrust its sword firmly within me, to which I can only pray to have the strength of being, to extend my hand with every ounce of determination that remains available to me then and there, and accept what shall be, and leave this battlefield accepting that what's been and what shall be is a choice I've played a role in relating, one that can truly offer more than any premonition could ever explain away.